Hey, Mama, you're listening to the Motherhood Restored podcast, where we talk about how to overcome destructive anger and burnout as a mother with the Lord's help. We discuss how to get to the root of our anger and destructive patterns, as well as implement joy and helpful motherhood and marriage tips along the way. I'm Natalie Hickson. I used to hurt my kids and husband with my rage. With the Lord's help, I overcame the abusive and destructive behaviors and became a certified professional life coach, and now use my story, experience, and expertise to help other mamas restore their motherhood journeys so they can model healthy emotional processing to their kids, as well as find joy and actually love being the wife and mama the Lord created them to be. If that's you, you're in the right place listening to the right podcast. Let's jump into today's episode. Hey, kiddo.
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. I'm super honored that you're here. This is the first recording, first podcast episode I'm recording. It's not the first one to drop, but first one I'm recording, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I'm honored that you're here and that you're willing to share your side of things. I know it's going to help a lot of mamas who are going to listen to this. So first, I'm just going to ask you to say whatever you want to about yourself. Share whatever you want.
I'm 20, going into my second semester of sophomore year. I'm going to college and I'm a music major with an emphasis in songwriting.
Yay. And you're very far away from mom.
Yeah.
Yep. States away. which has been a journey on of itself, but it's been really cool to watch you grow and become your own person and get away from us. But it's sweet to have you home. We're recording this over Christmas holiday. So
yeah.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. And I have some questions I'm going to ask you about our past and our journey and where we're at today.
Sounds good.
And the first one I want to ask you is, what do you remember about the destructive anger in our house from me?
There's not a lot that I do remember. There's two specific scenarios that I thought of that are distinct to me. One of them is in our old condo, and I think you were talking to Nana, and I don't know if she had upset you or something, but you're having a screaming match with her. And I just remember seeing that and just feeling really scared.
Yeah.
So that's one. I remember you watching you throw your phone onto the bed, and then I ran and hid in my room.
Oh.
And then the other one was in this house when we had the pop clockies.
Oh, the pop clockies.
Those things are terrifying.
Oh my goodness. And so everybody knows, a pop clocky was this little alarm clock that once it hit the time to go off, it would, the little head would pop off and it'd roll around making these loud noises. None of the girls liked them. They were not as fun as we thought.
No.
They would be.
And so I think it was Shay. I think it was Shay's, and she was just not having it. And I think you took it and you threw it down the stairs.
I threw a lot of things.
But those are the scenarios that come to mind when you ask me that question.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not unusual that you would not remember a lot of it. A lot of stuff, sometimes from trauma, we suppress and we forget, and it could at some point show up, or maybe it won't. I don't know. But that's up to the Lord in walking through your journey. But I've told you, haven't I, that as you walk through your journey and start your own family, if you have a family, and these things, that you should reach out to me if there's ever something that comes up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember some scary moments I talk about a lot on other podcasts have been where you and I were literally, you were two, and you're throwing a tantrum on the floor like a normal two-year-old would do. And so am I. We're both on the floor screaming and crying. And I'm scary though, because I'm threatening you, and I'm the mom and the adult, and I should be calm, right? And present and trying to help you work through your destructive little tantrums. And here I am in my own two-year-old self, right? Yeah, lots of past scary moments like that. Thank you for sharing and being honest about that. I know it's been interesting just having you come on here, and I hope that you can be 100% transparent because I want the mamas to hear what that experience was like. So what are some of the triggers that you think you might have picked up, like patterns that have come from watching me, either something that's happened, like you've created a coping mechanism, or you actually are mimicking something that you've seen from me? What do you think those might be?
There's two things that kind of stick out to me. One is, I think it's more of a coping mechanism, but if someone is raising their voice at me, I'll tend to like get quiet and just shut down just to like protect myself. And then the other one is, if someone's just being loud in general, I'll just get on edge and tense and just be quiet. You don't need to be so loud. Stop.
Yeah. It's that like fear response of, oh my goodness. Because when I yelled at you when you were little, there was a lot. It was more than just yelling. It was threatening, and there could be some kind of physical repercussion of that as well. I could slam a door, throw something, maybe spank you too hard, something like that. And so there'd be a lot of fear wrapped up in somebody being angry. And so that is something that as you grow and just knowing that, recognizing that, you will be able to start to process and unpack. And having experiences with other friends someday, if you get married, having a husband, you guys are going to face these things, or if you have children, even these things can come up. And so definitely good that you are looking at these things, and we're talking about these things now and helping you pull that up. So I notice what you're talking about with your sisters too, that if there's a possibility of mom getting upset at all, like something I might have been triggered about in the past,
yeah,
you guys will like mom each other, like, stop, knock it off. And it's, I read the room, like, mommy's gonna get mad. I'm like, I'm not gonna get mad, but that's that. And it's good that we bring that out and talk about it. And
I feel like there was an experience like 2 days ago that was just like that. I don't remember. I feel like Shay had knocked something over or something. And I feel like all three, like all, maybe it was just me and Sky that had that like little like response of like, oh,
one's going to be upset. Yeah, no, I definitely see that. And when I recognize it, try to make light of it, just laugh it off. It's okay. But yeah, that it totally makes sense that you would have those patterns. And, or if I'm yelling just to get someone's attention, like, kids, come down for dinner. It sets you up. I can see a little bit of tension. Ugh. So it's good that you see the other side of that where, oh, we can make mistakes, or we can, when your sisters are squabbling or something, how often do you see me step in now, or it's knock it off? Or is it like,
just let them fight it out.
Yeah, just step in if I have to. Or like, girls, come on, really? And it's interesting, right? We're in a house full of a lot of hormones. So I'm grateful that we've worked through so much of this by this stage, for sure. Okay, so how do you process anger and negative emotions? This is like a really challenging question, by the way. I told you earlier when we weren't recording this, I take my clients through each emotion and I ask them, how do you process this emotion? And we don't often give time to it. We don't often sit and think about what does that look like. And it takes a minute for us to be like, how do I? Do you shut down? Do you yell? Do you cry? Where do you typically go when you feel angry?
Yeah, I guess it just depends on the situation. If there's an injustice that's happened against me, or if someone's attacking me, I'll get defensive. I feel like I don't yell, but I'll raise my voice and like make sure that my point is proven. What will usually happen is I'll either get like quiet, or I will raise my voice, and then once like I calm down, I'll feel sad and exhausted, I guess, kind of.
Yeah, I don't typically see you reacting at all the way that I used to. I don't see you screaming. I don't see you throwing things, or I don't even see you retaliating in threats. I do see you're a lot like your daddy, and how you just internalize. And definitely if you're frustrated, you do have the normal reaction. You raise your voice or
try to get yourself heard, which is totally normal. And I think anyone listening to this, if that is a response that you have, what's important to recognize is that are we internalizing it? Is there time afterwards that you are able to resolve, find that resolve so it's not bottling up? How do you feel? Do you feel like you're able to resolve most things, not keep it bottled up?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I'll just talk it out with someone, usually you, and that usually helps. Because having a different perspective on it can give me different perspectives to look at the situation and to, like, figure out how the other person was feeling.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, empathy. It's a huge importance there.
Yeah.
That's something I've hoped to have taught you girls. Learn the empathy. Let's see. I've got more questions for you. You're so sweet. What have you learned from me about managing your emotions?
It's important not to suppress them and let them be bottled up inside. It's important to feel them, because even negative emotions are like, they're emotions, we have them for a reason.
Yeah, I call them speed bumps.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, stop. Why am I feeling this? What do we want to do with this feeling to be productive?
And not, it's okay to feel, like, to feel these emotions, but you don't need to dwell on them forever.
They flow through the body and we feel them and let them release them.
Exactly.
And I think another piece of that is also taking them to the Lord and asking him to help us process through and show us what's going on for me and how do you want me to handle and what do you want me to learn from this challenge and this emotion is helpful too, right? So do I still get angry?
Not like you used to.
But do you experience anger for me? Do you see me get angry?
It's more like I just see you get agitated and frustrated, and it's not, I don't, maybe it's just because I'm not here as much anymore, but I don't really remember the last time I've seen you angry.
You remember the time when I raised my voice? I don't know if you remember this or not, because you were a little bit younger, but Shay, my youngest, I raised my voice at her and she's like, Mommy, stop screaming at me. Stop being mad at me. And you were standing there and you laughed and you looked at her and you were like, Shay, you've never seen Mom get angry.
I don't remember that.
That was like a sweet moment for me, just in the fact that it said, I think you were probably 12 or 13. I don't know, somewhere around there. But it was just cool to see you showing me that you see progress, like you recognize that there is a journey that I've been on to work through this with the Lord for sure. And that it's been fruitful along the way to see you kids growing in that and in some of those things. Okay, so do you feel like my anger has ruined you?
No.
Has it ruined our relationship?
No.
Have you been able to grow from it? Like, from the journey?
Yeah.
How do you feel about being around me today?
Good. It's a comfort to be with you. Because, like, you're who I call, like, at college. Like, when I'm going through something and when I need something. And it's really good to know that you're always there for me.
Mm.
You're always going to be there on the other end of the line.
Aww. That's really cool. Because there's mamas who are listening to this right now. Who, I've heard many mamas talk to me. One of their biggest fears is their child's never going to want to talk to them again or see them, or they won't have a relationship with them because of the destructive anger and burnout that they've been experiencing in their house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool that we can watch, we can witness this journey together to others, to just show the power of what the Lord can do to restore the land the locusts have eaten.
Yeah.
And it's a huge encouragement. And yeah, I'm very blessed to be your mama. I don't love that we had to go through this together, but I love that the Lord had a plan for it. I think one of my sweetest memories was in the beginning of my journey was when I was in therapy and I exploded at you one night. And I think I've told you this probably quite a few times.
Yeah.
And I came in and I did recovery and apologized and just took your little hand and put it on my face. No, you took your little hand. That's right. You took your hand, put it on my face. And you said, "It's okay, mommy. I still love you." And I had at that point been telling you, "This is mommy's working on her anger and we're going to do this together and we're going to get through this. And I hope it'll teach you too." And wow. That was 18 years ago, or probably actually less than that. But I think you were probably 5 or 6 at that point. So
hope is definitely not lost.
No.
Yeah. And like you were saying, I think our journey has let both of us grow because you're able to help me and all these mamas work through experience with their kids and or just like with me, with people in general.
Aww. Anything else you want to say before we wrap it up?
No.
I really appreciate you coming here and sitting down with me before you head back to college and sharing with these mamas. It's a sweet gift that you've given them today, and I love you.
I love you too.
Hey, thanks for listening. My prayer is this podcast episode gave you motivation, hope, and encouragement to start taking the steps forward in healing so you can enjoy being the wife and mama the Lord has made you to be. No mama should feel alone in her anger, and she needs to know there's hope and restoration for her motherhood journey. You can make a huge difference in the life of another mama who may be struggling with destructive anger and burnout by simply liking and sharing this podcast with others. Also, hit the subscribe button so you don't miss the next helpful episode. Thanks again for sharing and have a blessed day.